Little Bob here. This summer, shop the latest small space solutions at Bob's Discount Furniture. From retro chic bedroom sets to stylish space-conscious Bob-o-pedic sofas, it's all at Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update, sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Shane, thank you so much for messaging us, and thanks for listening, and welcome to Second Date Update. What can you tell us about this woman that you really like named Alyssa?
She's pretty incredible. She's a real classy lady, and I feel like she could be someone important to me, you know?
Yeah, absolutely get that. Let's talk about the first date and when you met. Where'd you go and what'd you do?
Oh, man, we went to this super, super nice restaurant. And I want to make a strong first impression.
Okay, and how did that go?
Well, she definitely dressed for the occasion. She's a total knockout.
Okay, so you're both looking fine. You're feeling good. First date jitters. Having a great time. How was the connection or conversation?
Oh, yeah, it was deep. It was real deep. We were talking about work, and instead of asking about my salary and my five-year goals, like a lot of girls do, yeah. She wanted to know what the company does, what I do, and how me and my colleagues like it.
Yeah, we just had a second date update the other morning where our listener wanted to know how much her date made, his salary. So did anything come up that we should know about before we call Alyssa, Shane?
No, I mean, we were talking to a couple of my friends for a few minutes. They happened to be there too, but she seemed to enjoy that.
Okay, that's good. And how did you leave things with Alyssa then at the end of the night?
Well, this was like right before Christmas, and we both said we were really busy until the New Year's, but I thought at least we could make a plan for the first thing in January, Except I haven't heard from her.
And we're wondering if the run-in with your friends, do you think that could have maybe hit her the wrong way or made things awkward?
Maybe, I guess. Okay. I don't know.
Yeah. Let's find out. We'll call Alyssa. We're going to come back in 3 minutes, Shane. Hopefully she'll answer and say yes to talking to us and kind of find out if she's, you know, just been kind of MIA or she wants to see you again here for a second date. How does that sound?
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You hold on right there, Shane. We'll come right back with Alyssa next, second half, second date update in 3 minutes on The Wolf.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Did something go wrong with Shane and Alyssa on their first date? Shane felt so good about it.
Oh, man, we went to this super, super nice restaurant, and I want to make a strong first impression. But I thought at least we could make a plan for the first thing in January, except I haven't heard from her.
All right, we're going to find out for Shane what's going on. Calling Alyssa right now on Second Date Update.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Are we talking to, is this Alyssa?
Yeah, this is Alyssa. Who's this?
Yeah, hi. Is this not a sales call, Alyssa, or anything like that? And sorry to put you on the spot. Good morning. It's actually Thunder and PT on the radio, and we co-host the morning show here on 102.9 The Wolf. And we, so we do a segment on our show each morning where we kind of help listeners contact people they've fallen out of touch with after a first date. It's called Second Date Update, actually. And Shane reached out to us and said he's been having some trouble. And I'm assuming you remember Shane.
This is really weird.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
I feel like, is this a prank phone call?
No, bear with us. So Shane reached out to us, and we are calling you to kind of figure out why you're not getting back to him to schedule a second date. And so we kind of want to know what you thought of that first date.
Did he tell you about the first date by any chance?
Okay, he said it went great. The only thing he said is that you guys ran into a couple of friends of his at the restaurant, or maybe a couple of coworkers or something. Was that a problem?
I think the problem is that he's delusional because we didn't run into his friends. He took me on our first date to his work holiday party. So that's why I met his friends and colleagues. That's why. And he didn't tell you.
Wait a minute. He took you to his holiday party? His work holiday party?
Yes, with his boss and colleagues and their wives. And it was like, oh my God, I don't even know how I got through dessert, but I think I deserve a medal or something because it was crazy. I was like in the Twilight Zone.
Did you know anything? Did you know about this beforehand that that's where he was? Obviously, you didn't know, Alyssa, that Shane was going to take you there.
No, I literally had no idea. If he gave me a heads up, I would have absolutely moved the date to another time. But it was too late when I showed up.
You said it's one of the best meals you've ever had, though.
Oh, all right. Alyssa, I'm sorry. Alyssa, Shane is actually, he's actually listening in to our conversation. Yeah. So what is it, Shane, you wanted to, hold on, Alyssa, real quick. Shane, what is it you wanted to say to Alyssa about that night?
You said it was one of the best meals that you ever had.
No, I said, and I think you're very delusional and you don't listen because I said, I mean, yes, it was a great meal, but it was the most memorable date. And I guess I didn't say it the right way to let you know, like, I'm going to remember this forever because it's weird. No.
The post I was going to make to you, but if you didn't have to leave.
You're
making a toast to me?
What was the toast, Shane?
Though you're new in my life, I can already tell that you're someone special. Here's to growing closer and feeling even more in love.
I need to go now.
Okay, wait. Alyssa.
I'm sorry.
What about the next date?
Okay, I'm sorry. Shane, Alyssa's gone, and I don't blame her. You know, you've got to kind of tell a woman what the expectation level is, or if she's going to be meeting a lot of people you know. She needs to know that. Why did you think that taking her to your company Christmas party without telling her was a good idea?
I thought it was a really nice thing to do. I give up part of my bonus to bring her to the party. Usually only partners can do that.
And you sound like a sweet guy. And I know you wanted to make a good impression with the nice restaurant and all, but you can see how that just would put a lot of pressure on anybody, man or woman.
I guess I really could use that bonus money, man.
I know, and maybe next time, next year, hang on to that bonus money or whatever. And it's too bad it didn't work out for you. And like I said, you sound like a good guy, but disclosure is really important, and just being upfront. There's enough pressure and anxiety enough with dating to not. Yeah, anyway, you get it, right? Yeah, okay. Anyway, here's hoping. Shane, I know. Keep trying. Put yourself out there, and here's hoping you find the right one, Shane. But keep us posted, okay, buddy?
All right. Thanks, man.
Maybe just try something a little more casual next time. But thanks for being on Second Date Update.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.